If you don't have an email list, then you don't have a direct line to your customers. Reaching your clients, audience, supporters, and fans with the right message at the right time in the right place becomes easy when you've got a strategic email list in place. My email list is the number one way I drive profits in my business. And major bonus here, it's a lot easier and way more fun than you might think. That's why I'm teaching a free live workshop all about growing your email list called From Zero Subscribers or Zero Strategy to an Engaged Email List That Lasts. I'll show you how to kick off your email list building strategy with no fear, because I know it can be scary to start something new in your business. Save your virtual seat at growanemaillist.com. Inside of my free live workshop, you'll learn why email marketing is 10 times more effective than posting on social media, my secret to sending out weekly emails without adding a ton of work to my plate, my best tips for getting people to hit subscribe, and what to actually say to them to convert them from subscribers to paying clients and customers. Save your seat now at growanemaillist.com. That's growanemaillist.com to get started with an email list strategy that drives real results. I'll see you at the masterclass.
My mom was like, oh, that's nice, but maybe you should still consider getting, you know, a part-time job just to have a job. I'm like, girl, do you not see? They put me on a billboard. Like, why do I still need to get another job? This is my job.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
Do you remember Vine? For those of you who don't remember, it was one of the earliest short-form video apps. It was kind of one of the first mega popular social media networks built specifically for short, digestible, shareable videos, and it was where so many popular creators got their start. Now, TikTok has taken over as the powerhouse of the short-form video space, and so many creators are using the app to connect, to entertain, teach, learn, and more. Drea Okeke got her start in short-form video on Vine, and now she's a favorite on TikTok and a go-to expert when it comes to navigating the app with strategy, purpose, and fun. Now, I do not know the first thing about TikTok. I literally signed up just to snag my username, and that's pretty much it. I'm so excited to learn about building a brand on the app, content creation strategies, and non-intimidating ways to dive in and make the most of one of the most popular apps on the planet. Here she is, Drea Okeke. Drea, welcome to the Gold Digger Podcast.
Woohoo! It's so nice to be here. Wow.
Oh, I am so excited. And here's the thing. I am your student today because this is a topic I literally know nothing about. I had to tease you because I was like, for me to watch your amazing TikTok videos, I have to like Google you to find it because I don't even have the app on my phone.
Oh my gosh.
So well, first, before we dive on into the 101, Drea, how does your story begin and how did it lead to your TikTok fame and success? Give me the
I can dive in. So I started off on Vine, which like, if you ask any Gen Z, some of them might not even know what that is. It's like ancient history, but it's a 6-second app. And I was posting videos because I love short form content. And when Vine went away, I'm like, where can I keep on entertaining people? Because I love entertaining. I was a stress reliever, especially when I was in college too. I was studying engineering and I was like, I need a break from something. So when I graduated, TikTok came around. This was around like 2017, 2016. And I'm like, okay, this is a space where I can continue doing humorous content. A lot of my comedy content has to do with, you know, me impersonating my Nigerian mom. We love her, or me doing like accents and everything like that. And I started posting videos on TikTok, comedy skits, or just, you know, a day in my life kind of thing. And then all of a sudden I'm seeing 10,000 views, 10,000 likes, the comments are rolling. I'm like, okay, it's a positive space and people think I'm funny. Let me keep saying, okay, this is my community. I think the biggest thing is that that word community. I started building an audience and it felt different. It felt like these people were my friends, you know, because they'll constantly check in on me. And in the comments, it wasn't just like, ha, funny video. It's like, oh my God, funny video, Dre, you changed your hair. And it's like, they noticed these things about me. And I'm like, okay, this is my tribe. Yes. And more started rolling in millions of, now I have over 5 million followers. And I think the one video that really made me blow up was the accent challenge, where I say things in my Nigerian accent and then a friend maybe from Australia would say things in her Australian accent. And that video went global. And that's the difference between TikTok. It's a global app. So I was getting followers from not only Africa, not only Australia, in Europe, France, Asia, all over the world. And the comments, some of the comments would be in a different language and you could actually translate it and you see it in English. And I'm like, wow, this is crazy. I started getting a more global audience. Even one time, TikTok flew me out to France to speak at Cannes Lions Festival of Creativity. Wow. And I spoke in the audience of like 1,000 people about like my content creator journey and how I started from nothing and how I've turned it into a brand and a whole business and everything. And like, I got recognized while I was in France because they saw my videos from TikTok and I'm like, okay, this is real. This is serious. So from starting from zero to now, and I mean, I've done so much for TikTok for collaborating with like major brands like Netflix, Amazon, and the list goes on. And even I'm collaborating with Mariah Carey. I've interviewed Tracee Ellis Ross. The list goes on. I'm so grateful to God from this app where I'm just being myself, posting short form videos where I love. And now I've, you know, man, I'm just honored. So yeah, that's kind of my story. I left the engineering life behind. I quit the job.
I quit the job. Yeah. You started saying when you were in school for engineering. So how, like, tell me, was there a moment where you were like, wait, this can become like a career? Like, this is more than a hobby or, you know, a social media network, because engineering to, you know, this content creation, that's a big gap. What did that look like for you?
Yeah. So it's a big switch, but in a way I kind of still use the strategy I got from being an engineer. Cause when I moved to Cali, I was very strategic with everything. Cause my parents are Nigerian and they're not about to let me move to California all the way across the world just to do social media. They were not going to do this. So I had to be like, get a good engineering job. So I moved down here. I was working for Lowe's Home Improvement and my team were so supportive. I was working in the warehouse and every time I'll drive an hour up to LA to collaborate with other creators. And I was doing that for 2 years back and forth. Wow. But I was like, okay, I want to move to LA now. I want to be in LA and actually do it right. So I still was strategic and I went to grad school at USC for entrepreneurship. And that's where I started realizing that, okay, Drea, you're doing social media as a hobby, but do you not realize that you are your own brand? This is a business you're doing. Mm. You're negotiating contracts. You're selling yourself online. You're, you know, you're doing, it is a business. Through my master's degree in entrepreneurship, I was able to realize, Drea, step it up. There's coins to be made in this industry. Yeah. So that's how I got the switch.
I got to know, since your mom plays such a role in your content, and I think she is one of the most beautiful, vibrant humans that I've gotten to witness. And knowing a little bit about Nigerian culture, what did your parents think when you told them you were making the leap?
Oh, yeah. I think the story is always very similar to every like first gen who decides to do anything other than lawyer, engineer, doctor, whatever. It's always like, whoa, you know, at first, because they still don't understand what I'm doing, right? Yes. They were like, what is going on? What is this social media thing you're doing? I remember like even when I flew out to France, right? By TikTok, my mom was like, oh, that's nice. But maybe you should still consider getting, you know, a part-time job just to have a job. I'm like, girl, do you not see? They put me on a billboard. Like, why do I still need to get another job? This is my job. But now I would say they are so proud of me. And that will keep me motivated every day because now they finally see the success. They're like, my daughter, 5 million followers on TikTok. Yes. Do you know what that one is? Like,
yes.
But of course, it was a hard switch at first. But now they're very much understanding and they love what I do. They're very happy to be in videos. They're like, all right, my dad called me. He's like, if there's any way I can support you, if I just put me in one of your videos.
Oh, I love that so much. I think that's such a beautiful, you know, shift. And I honestly think it's very common in entrepreneurship in general, because our parents kind of create these visions of what our lives will look like. And when we veer off course in our own direction, I think that challenge is sometimes what sets us up for success, because we want to prove that what we've got is viable and it's something. And so I want to know, what makes TikTok such a powerful platform for building and growing a personal brand? Because again, I am new to it. Somebody actually stole my username. So the only time I've ever logged in is to claim like Jenna_Kutcher or something. So what makes it a powerful platform?
I think it's a powerful platform because it's where you can win by being yourself. Yeah. And it's also a global platform. Like I think on other platforms, you only really get to communicate with just your community. But on TikTok every day, you're able to, your content is being viewed by users all over the world because of the For You page. And I can dive into the For You page more. The For You page is basically the explore page of TikTok, right? So you're just endlessly scrolling and it's curated content based on what you're interested in. So if you're a brand and you're hopping on new and you're posting content about like water bottles, let's just say the most random stuff, but whoever loves water bottles is going to see your content because their For You page is curated based on what they're interested in. So there's so much space for visibility, for acquiring new customers, acquiring a new community. And I think the biggest thing too, as a, if you're building a personal brand, TikTok is fun. Like there's no pressure to be so like perfect, you know, imperfection is perfection on TikTok. I'll be honest. Cause there's so many times when I'm posting a video and I have it so planned out different angles here, here, there, and there, and it flops. But the one is when it's like, oh wow, you guys, I look so good today. Oh my God, what do you think? And then the comments just roll in and it goes more viral than the ones you overplan. So definitely is the global aspect of the platform and just the community and the fun aspect of it.
You know, I am so intimidated. And Dre, I think the same thing goes for Instagram in the sense of like the things that you think are going to land sometimes flop and the things that you just like spontaneously put out there, people like are obsessed with. And I, you know what I think of when I think of TikTok, which is why I like discount my ability is one, I think of like choreographed dances. Not going to happen from this one. I think about like lip syncing. I think about, you know, people that like are doing makeup tutorials. And I'm probably just thinking about all the wrong genres for me. So I think a lot of people kind of discount because they see, you know, these incredible creators like yourself. And they're like, well, where do I fit in this? What would you say to someone that asks you that question?
I would say there's so many niches on TikTok. There's so many different spaces. It's no longer like even all, when I'm scrolling through my For You page, again, that's the explore page. I don't even see dances. I see a lot of I see a lot of relationship content. As you can tell, the feed kind of gives you what you want. And I've been like looking at relationship goals and I'm like, oh, when is my one coming? So again, like there's different niches, the whole dance lip syncing. If that's the content you like to see, that's what you're going to see on your page. But every time when someone shows me some type of life hack, I'm like, where did you learn this from? They're like, TikTok is a huge space for learning now. There's a whole bunch of opportunities for learning new things. People are teaching how to make pasta. People are teaching how to, you know, do paint, doing different things. People are like doing workout videos. It's a whole bunch of different niches. That's the thing. So I think it's just being, the first step is getting on the app and watching content and you're going to really see like, first of all, you're going to be hooked and then you're going to see there's a whole shift the way content is right now on there, you know?
I love that. Me and my friend Lovey send each other videos of people cleaning, like steam cleaning. Lovey. It's so, I know, it's so satisfying. And we'll like find videos of people just steam cleaning things. And we're like, did you figure out where we can buy this? Where do we buy this? How do we get this thing?
So yesterday I was with my friend and she was telling me she bought so much stuff just because she was scrolling on TikTok and saw it. And I'm like, girl, I understand.
Cause we got to rein it in.
Right? Because TikTok will really show you the product versus just showing you the product. It's not just gonna be like, this is the best thing you should buy. It's like, yo, this product changed my life. Here's why. And then they show you how this product changed your life. And you're like, okay, take my money, take my card, take it.
So I want to know. So one thing that's super interesting, Dre, about your story is you didn't just build this platform and community and brand for yourself. You started to see, wow, I actually have gifts in how to create this content, how to build your own community. And you started kind of shifting into that education space. Share with me a little bit about that transition for you, because I think a lot of listeners figure out this area of expertise and then they're like, well, how do I share this and make a bigger impact?
Right, right.
When it comes to content creation, you either do it because you love it or because you know it's a powerful business tool. Now, either way, it takes a ton of work. Whether you're building your website from scratch or struggling to manage payments, you need Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate one-stop shop that's been my go-to for almost a decade. Yes, nearly a decade. It's designed to help creators and entrepreneurs build thriving online businesses with steady recurring income. Whether it's blogging, coaching, or podcasting, Kajabi makes it simple to transform your passion into profitable online courses, exclusive membership sites, and so much more. Over the years, Kajabi has been my rock, from hosting my signature courses like the Pinterest Lab to handling transactions without taking a single penny of my money. That's right. You get to keep 100% of what you earn. With Kajabi, you get powerful analytics, simple payment options, effective email marketing tools, and beautiful website templates that you can customize. And here's a little secret. You don't need a massive following to earn a great income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi who are making six and seven figures with less than 50,000 followers, and you can be one of them. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/goal. That's kajabi.com/goal. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion today at kajabi.com/goal. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
So one of the things I started too was my podcast, Do It For The Content podcast. And I give a lot of social media tips and strategies. Because again, I've been doing this for like, I think over 7-8 years now. So I think the skill I see myself is I'm able to give people tips without sounding so over professional and everything.
Yeah.
And adding personal. Because I think TikTok really has helped me let me win through my personality. And I don't want to ever switch that. Because sometimes when I'm watching educational stuff, I'm like, this it looks too perfect. I'm really perfect. When it looks too scripted, too formal, I run away from it. And that's just, I don't know, it's a personal thing but I've seen a lot of people run away from those kind of stuff. So I like to be able to give people tips and let people see that they have potential, because my story, like, I started from nothing and I built such a huge audience and community. So being able to use my platform and my personality to educate people on how to be successful on social media is such a great blessing, you know. And also with TikTok, being able to amplify the things I'm working on, the projects I'm working on through it is just great. And also knowing the right way to do it without saying, hey guys, this is my podcast, go listen to it, but being able to hook them in. It's the strategy, you know, through everything.
That engineer in you still shines, doesn't she? Okay, so let's just break down some of the engineering, like the mechanics of a successful piece of content. Are there any like secret ingredients or must-haves for a piece of content that you found? Because I feel like there's got to be some sort of formula for, you know, success when you find it on TikTok.
I see. Yeah. There's a lot.
Yeah, right.
There's a lot. But I think one of the biggest things is the watch time. You want to be able to hook people. The first 3 seconds of your video is so important, because again, we're on TikTok, we're scrolling through our For You page. We're just tapping and scrolling through. So you want to be able to hook them in within those first 3 seconds. Wow. And what it is what everyone's video gets on the For You page, no matter if you're a new page. And that's another thing I didn't even mention about TikTok, is that there is space for a small creator to grow. Because whether you have 100,000 followers or 1,000 followers, your video is going to go on a For You page. But what makes it stay is how long people are watching it. For example, if the algorithm is going to look at it like, okay, this video is on a For You page. We sent it out to 90 people, right?
Yep.
Out of those 90, 80 of them were watching that video for 14 seconds. They watched it for the full length of the video. This must be a good video. Let's send it out to more people. So the key is, how are you going to make people keep on watching your video? And that doesn't, you don't need to do anything extra. Just try to hook them in. So like for me, whenever I'm posting a video, like a skit, and it's something different than what my audience is used to, I will try to put a text on the screen, like maybe something that's hooked, like wait to the end, or I can't believe this happened. Some type of text on the screen is going to make them be like, okay, what happened? Let me watch this a little bit longer, you know? And that's, you want to build curiosity in video. So those first 3 seconds of your video is so important. So that's one thing about TikTok for success. I think another thing too is music. And again, we're not talking about lip syncing, y'all. We're talking about incorporating music in your video. And I've seen people who do like, you know, maybe a tutorial, but instead of just standing there and talking, you add the music as in background music, but you can turn the volume low. Because a big part about TikTok is music. That's why a lot of people, songs are blowing up on it. Because I feel like if TikTok was a car, what drives the app, the wheels of the car is songs, right? Because every trend, every challenge that pops up has a song related to it. That's why and if someone is watching a lot of videos from that challenge, whenever they hear that song, they're familiar, like, oh, I know the song. Let me watch this video. It must be the challenge. But oops, it's a tutorial video. I got you hooked. So you want to make sure you add music to your video, even if the volume is down, you know, just put it on there. So that way that video is pushed out to more people who are watching videos with that song in it. So music, watch time. What else is really important on TikTok? You know, build curiosity. You want to hook them in. And I think that's like the top. I mean, I dive more on my TikTok course. I dive a lot more into this. But from the top of my head, these two things are very important for TikTok.
Okay, so Drea, I want to know if one of my strategies that I use on Instagram would translate to TikTok. Is it okay if I run it by you?
Go ahead, girl. Let's hear
it. Okay. So the JK5 is the idea of having like 5 different pillars to like your brand or what you're known for. And I actually think you follow a similar model in your own way, because not all of your TikTok videos are about the same thing, right? Like you have humor, you have dancing, you have your parents, you have your education, you have your podcast. Do you think like building a multi-dimensional brand on TikTok is something that's lucrative, that makes sense in terms of helping people to get known for just more than one thing, more than just what they do?
That is a great question, Jenna. Of course, you always got all the good questions. I think on TikTok, right? So what the general people will tell you is it's always best to niche down as much as possible, like to be known for one thing, because they would know you as that's the person who is always doing 5-second fitness videos, five-step fitness videos I want to watch. But for me, like you said, I don't like to be stuck in a box. And that was my biggest thing about TikTok, is that TikTok, I never felt like I was stuck in a box of just be funny, Drea. Like, no. Yep. So I think the best thing for you to do is have your key niche that you know. For example, if you're doing makeup tutorials, that's your key video, but don't be afraid to branch out. Because the biggest thing about TikTok is the community. Your followers will always know you for what you're known for. Like they know, oh, this is my girl that's going to give me those makeup tips. This is her. But they're going to love you even more because they get to know you on different aspects. Like now that she's doing makeup tutorials, she can do backflips. Oh my gosh. Like they want to get to know you. That's the difference between TikTok. And again, like I told you, you're always going to be on that For You page, just getting new audiences. So when they see you doing a different video than what you're usually doing, when they get to your page, they're going to see in your description, your bio, that you are known for this. They're going to see, because on TikTok, you can make playlists. So you can turn things into like series. So if you click on a playlist, it shows like your part one, part two, part three. So they can kind of click on that playlist and see these are the videos she's known for, but she also does this other thing. So it's fine. So, I mean, for TikTok, I think to answer your question, yes, you can pick that thing you're known for. Because again, if you're trying to sell something from your business, you're known for that person that sells this. But don't be afraid to also explore different things and have fun in different aspects, because you don't want to get So that's when you get too worked up, when you get stuck in a box. I hope that answered your question, right?
Absolutely. No, it was perfect. So, okay, I used to get this question all the time when I used to blog, and people would be like, but like, how do you actually make money off of that? Or like, how is that actually a business? And when you look at TikTok, you know, I actually think it's similar in alignment with Instagram. And you mentioned earlier, you've done partnerships with mega brands. You also have your own program. Can you walk through a little bit of the logistics of running a business that operates and is fueled by TikTok?
Oh yeah, for sure. I feel like one of the benefits of TikTok is, again, I'm sort of an advocate. I hate when people think the more followers you have, the more money you're going to make, because that's not true.
Yes.
Like, it just depends on, again, how you brand yourself. So for me, most of my revenue does come from partnerships, because I have a huge audience who are loyal, and they know that if I'm posting something about a brand, I trust that brand and they trust me. So that's a little bit different. So that process just goes kind of the same on every app. Like they message you on the emails, you go back and forth, negotiate. I think another way too for making revenue on TikTok is, and I love this way. So there is, if you use affiliate links, you could put your link in your bio. So if you have your company, you could put the link in your bio. But I've seen people do, for example, I saw this video of someone, they bought this thing on Amazon where they can put it's like a pen, it goes inside your ear and you kind of see your earwax. So she was like trying this product I bought from Amazon on my boyfriend, and she went in there and like showed the earwax, and it had like hundreds of thousands of views, and all the comments were like, ew, but where's this from though? Where's this from? And she's like, link in my bio. So everybody who purchased that product, she got a cut from it. She got her coins. Yes. And again, she didn't have that many followers. She had like, I think 10,000 or 20,000 followers. But again, because of the way she showed that product, it wasn't too commercial. It wasn't like, hey, this is the best product ever, buy it. It's like, no, here's this product, but here's how I'm going to use it in a fun way. So she got a lot of people. I almost bought that product. I almost did. I don't lie to you. I almost did. So that's another way to make money, I think, affiliate links. Another way is, you know, your merch, if you do have merchandise or whatever products you have, find a way to incorporate that in your content. But again, like, I'll give you an example. I really love how people use trends, because again, TikTok is where trends start. Any trend you see on Instagram, especially Instagram Reels, is all from TikTok. And people post it on Instagram. It's like, oh my gosh, you're so creative. But meanwhile, people on TikTok, we've seen this transition. We know these tricks.
It's old.
It's old. I think one of the things I love that brands do and people do in general is that you use these trends that happen and you incorporate it in a way to market your product. Yeah. So I'll give you an example. Amazon, I worked with Amazon Alexa on a campaign, but this was their previous campaign. There was this trend on TikTok that goes, tell me you have a younger sister without telling me you have a younger sister, or tell me you have an annoying sibling without telling me you have an annoying. So tell me you have a blank without telling me you have a blank. So for example, is it tell me you have a little sister without telling me you have a little sister? It'll show a girl, she walks to the room and the little sister's trying out all her clothes. So it's like, without actually telling me you have a little sister, show me, right? So don't tell me, show me. That was a trend, and it was a huge trend on TikTok. So Amazon Alexa, they did a TikTok challenge where it's, tell me you love Alexa without telling me you love Alexa. And it was a thing where like, and people did different trends with it. And it was a way of incorporating a trend into their marketing campaign. And they can do that too. Even like I'm sure that you guys all know that one, the this or that challenge, where like they go to the left or to the right of the screen. So the right, you love going out. To the left of the screen, you love staying in and sleeping. So incorporating that, and people did that to incorporate that into their business. How like, oh, do you love extra large sweatpants, or do you love medium sized sweatpants? And that's a way of advertising your product. So find a way to incorporate your product, whatever you're selling, whether it's your product, your service, your business, into whatever popular challenge or trend is going on. And you would thrive with that on TikTok for sure. Because on TikTok, if you're doing ads, and even I feel like it's switching with the next generation of people, and even anybody, no one wants to be pushed in their face like, this is an ad, buy this thing. You know, that's like the old way of marketing. The new way of marketing is really showing, you know, instead of showing the product, the showing, how does that product affect your life? How is it going to make your day better? How is it going to be a use in my life? Because that's how I'm going to buy it. That's how it's more real. Realness is winning right now. So if you're still trying to do things in the, you know, perfection way, out the window.
Yeah. I think there's been such a shift between showing, like shouting out like the features of a product versus like showing like the benefits of it. You know what I mean? It's like people don't care about the line item of features. They want to know how is it actually going to benefit them, or like how does it fit into their life, which I think, and it's so cool too, because so tell me about this, because I feel like long form video was so popular for so long. So how do you communicate things in 15 seconds or less?
In 15 seconds or less, I think, oh, this is a good tip I just thought about right now. If you're so used to doing long form videos, instead of posting, because you can post 60 second videos on TikTok, but in general, just cut it down to part one, part two, part three, four. And that's four videos you really got right there, you know? So in every video you're doing, leave them with a hook, you know, like, oh, you want more? Follow for more. Follow for part two. Like always leave some, cut it down. Like instead of doing everything in one, do like step one in this video, step two in the second video, step three in the second video, step four in the second video. Because when it's so long, I personally, like even watching long videos, I can't unless it's someone forces me to tell me is this good, it's so good, Dre, you have to. Because our attention spans are, I won't say our attention spans are decreasing, but it's like, we just have, there's so much content to consume. You have to just keep it short, keep it sweet, and keep it entertaining. And it sounds like a lot of pressure, but it really isn't, because regardless of whatever content you're making, as long as you're adding value in your content, that's all that matters. It's all that matters. I have a friend that I'm coaching right now. She's a financial advisor, and she's trying to make more content with short form. And she has a bunch of YouTube videos that she made. And I was like, girl, just take the most important quotes and put that up there.
Yes.
And then that quote enough is a hook to for them to go watch the full one and put the text on the screen. For more quotes like this, or for more information about finance, click the link in my bio. Go watch my YouTube video. Go click my course. You know, it's all about the hook. The most important thing is with videos is, what emotion are you going to provide to people? What emotion are you going to add to somebody? Are you going to add to them emotion of happiness, aspirational? You know, are you going to make them feel warm inside? Are you going to make them laugh? What value is your video going to add? Are you going to teach them about a new fitness routine? Are you going to show them the best ways to fly for cheap? What value are you going to add in? If your content adds value and emotion, you're good. Even if it's 15 seconds or 30 seconds or 1 minute, you know.
Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth. LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. On top of my many titles as mom, entrepreneur, and creative, I've also added host. Drew and I host on Airbnb on our favorite island in Hawaii. We started hosting as a way to make some extra income, and we've had such an easy breezy experience. Now we host year after year, and it's been a fantastic side hustle. Not to brag, but we've also been crowned Airbnb Superhost several times, so we are really killing the game. It's about having spaces we can enjoy as a family while creating memorable experiences for our guests, and it helps that we earn a little extra cash on the side. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I want to know, how much time do you spend on average creating a TikTok?
It depends. So I'm a little bit different because some of my videos involve skits.
Yeah.
And if it's a skit, it's a little bit longer. It could be, by longer, I mean like 15 minutes to film a skit. It's not that long. My friends and I, we like to go above and beyond. So we used to rent out like studios that have like a jail scene, a jail set, a hospital set, just to make our videos stand out. Because again, going above and beyond. But you don't have to do that. For the general starting off, you don't have to do that. TikTok is so easy because it literally has the Discover page that has all the trends there. All the trends, all the challenges that people are doing, and just literally watch that. And if you join in on the trend, it takes like, I would say like 10 minutes tops to make a TikTok video. It's really easy. For me, if I'm doing like a dance or something simple, I like to do like a day in my life kind of videos, like the one I did when I showed my fans how I went to New York to surprise my mom. Yes. I just filmed content throughout my whole weekend and then chopped it all together and did voiceover. Oh, the voiceover feature is so good for like content. It's so much easier because you can tell a whole story without actually like talking to the camera.
Yeah,
it's a visual story. But for me, I mean, making videos, it doesn't take that long. It depends on the hardest part about for me is coming up with ideas, because I try to challenge myself to stay original and try to, you know, be different. So that's where the hard part is, coming up with the idea. But once the idea is done, execution is it's a breeze.
How important is consistency on TikTok? I know for different platforms like Instagram or Facebook, like they want you to be super consistent. That algorithm works in favor of consistent people who are utilizing the features. Is that a thing when it comes to TikTok?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Consistency is key. It's so important, especially on TikTok, especially if you're starting off. For most people, especially because again, the entry level for making videos is very generic, is very easy. So you can easily just film a bunch of videos and post them as much as you need to. It's always advisable when you're coming on to post at least 2 times a day. And that sounds a lot because
it does
our mindset
sound a lot, Dre.
But again, I'm telling you, okay, let me just start off. If you're going to start off on TikTok, right? The first thing you want to do is just watch a bunch of content. What's the quote? Study the greats and you become greater. Watch a bunch of content and just kind of, you're going to see like, it really is not that hard to make a TikTok video, right? When you watch a lot of content, then just start making your own, right? And then take the good out that you want from people's content that you're like, okay, I'm going to make my content kind of like this, and leave the bad and make it your own. And then just start posting and watch. Join it on the trends. That's the easiest thing to do when you're starting off, joining on the trends. But again, make the trend unique to what your brand is or what your niche is. Don't just do this. If everyone is doing whatever challenge, don't just do it the same way. Make it unique to what your brand is. And you will see that, okay, it's really it's not that hard. It's not that hard. So back to consistency, two videos a week, because again, you want to feed the algorithm. You want to be in the algorithm's face. Like, I'm posting our content, and never delete a video, because I think on other platforms, we're so tuned to that immediate gratification that it's like, once I post, oh my God, under 50 likes, let me delete this. But on TikTok, it's kind of different because your video is constantly pushed out to the For You page on people that will want to see your video. Because again, like, if you're making videos about something so niche, it doesn't matter if it hasn't been seen yet, because someone might join TikTok tomorrow or 2 weeks from now, and they like seeing people do fashion trends that with vintage stuff. And whoops, you just posted a video 2 weeks ago with fashion vintage stuff. It's going to be on their For You page. They're going to like, they're going to share it to their friend, share it again. And then before you know it, 2 weeks after you posted a video, it might go viral. You don't know. So it's not good to delete immediately, but consistency is key. Yeah.
I think that's amazing. I want to know, so when people talk about Instagram, it's such an aesthetic thing. People worry a lot about what their overall grid looks like. Does that matter on TikTok or not at all?
Nah, if you worry about that, you would just start growing gray hair before your time. Don't even worry about your feet. Don't worry about none of that. There's no need for that. Just post. Just post and have fun. In fact, just post it. Don't look at it. Like, I think what would help you though, for your feed on TikTok, you can add text to your thumbnails. And if you add a text, like kind of add a text that's going to be give a bit of a hint of what the video is about. That's going to make them want to click. So example, if you did a prank video on your boyfriend, prank on my boyfriend. So it's going to make them more likely click on the video, but not to worry about how perfect and how neat the the thumbnail looks like? Nah. And I'm so happy I don't have to worry about that, because that would stress me out. I commend people who really do worry about that. I talk to so many people who used to be on like YouTube and any other platform, and Instagram, and they come to TikTok and they're like, wow. Like,
takes the pressure off.
It's so much pressure off. It's just fun. Have fun with it, you know? You don't need to over plan content.
Have you dove into Instagram Reels at all? Or what are your thoughts there? Because, you know, obviously they're trying to compete with TikTok. They're trying to keep people on that platform. Tell me what you think there. Because we already know all trends start on TikTok and scooch their way over. So talk to me about that.
I love Instagram Reels, actually. I think it's one of the best things that Instagram did, because people are the whole... fake life. People are running away from that. People want more relatable content. People want to be able to see, I can see myself in that person. Mm-hmm. So I like Reels because it gave opportunities for people to grow finally. But again, like I told you, if y'all want to kill it on Instagram Reels, just go to TikTok and look at all the trends that are going on and screen record it and post it on Reels. And honestly, that's for my content wise, it's been, my Instagram is doing better because of Reels, because now I can post those short form videos I was doing on TikTok on Instagram Reels, and it just does really good. You know, the views are better. So I think everyone should take advantage of Instagram Reels. If you're not already, you should now, because there's so many strategies for like building your business through Reels too. Again, so I like it. It's smart. I think every other platform is doing short form. You know, YouTube launched YouTube Shorts. Snapchat has Spotlight. And if you know about that, people are making a lot of money on Snapchat Spotlight too.
I don't even have Snapchat. See, I am like, so my husband has Snapchat that he keeps in touch with his friends, and he was showing it to me the other day, and I'm like, I don't even know how you use this. Like, I am becoming the grandma of social media. What is happening?
No, it's as long as you're keeping in touch with your community, that's all that matters to me. You know, you don't need to be on every app. If we try to be on every app, we'll, but no, you do need to get on TikTok though.
I want to know. So we often talk about, you know, we're building these platforms in spaces that we don't own. And knowing that you started on Vine, which is a platform that, you know, is history now, do you have any advice for people that are building a following in a business on an app that could possibly disappear one day?
I feel like if you would give this answer, you would say, build your email list.
That's right, Drea. You're gold digger through and through.
I am, girl. But I would say my answer would be build your community. Because that, for me, that was one of the mistakes I did on Vine. Yep. I did not make an intentional effort to connect with the community I was making, the tribe I was creating. So this time around, like whether you're building your page for your Instagram or for your TikTok or whatever, any of these apps can go away tomorrow. Yeah. So I think take as much advantage as you can on it and really do connect with your community. Cause that's what I do. I try to go live on TikTok, and on TikTok, once you reach 1,000 followers, you can go live. And going live is the best thing, because I get to connect with my audience so much. And I know some of them by first name basis, you know?
Yeah.
So to me, that's the joy, because I'm not even chasing the biggest follower count anymore. I'm chasing the strongest connection. Okay. I want my connection with my fans to be the strongest Wi-Fi out there. Because it's like, that's for me. Cause if the app goes away tomorrow, I know they will find me wherever next I go. But again, I think a better advice would be if I found a way to loop them into some type of platform like my website or something, then that's a better way to stay connected with them. But however way I can stay connected, whether it's through a Discord group chat or, you know, DMs, live streaming, I'm trying to build that connection as much as possible. You know,
I love that.
Yeah. Cause that's like the key on TikTok. I really do. Like I was going to mention this earlier too. Like on TikTok, one of the easiest way to get content ideas too is reply back to comment with video.
Yes.
And this was, so basically what it is like if someone comments under your video, instead of replying back to the comment in the comment section, you can reply back with video. And in that next video you post, it shows the person's comment at the beginning of the video and then whatever video you're doing. So for example, when I was in Nigeria, this was a big way I helped to really establish my connection, my community. I was like, okay, I'm visiting Nigeria. I don't have time to be thinking of content ideas. Let me just see, what do you guys want? So what do you guys want to see while I'm in Nigeria? And a bunch of comments. You want to see the food. You want to see some of the outfits. You want to see some of the best locations. And I'm like, boom, here's my content idea. So every new video I would do, I'll reply to a person's comment. Oh, y'all wanted to see mansions in Nigeria. Here's a mansion tour. What else do you want to see? Someone else commented, we want to see some of the traditional outfits. Reply to comment with video. I posted a video with me showing different outfits. That was my whole content. I didn't have to worry about creating content. My audience created content for me. And that's how TikTok is really pushing the community aspect, because again, they're like, this person is reading, not only is she reading our comments, she's replying back to us with video. Let me engage in the comments too, so that she notices me too. And she sees that, you know, I'm following you. And it just attaches that friendship aspect with your followers. And I think that's what's different between every other platform and TikTok, is that like on TikTok, every time I post, I'm posting to my community. And and I also, in the For You page too, you can get a whole bunch of new audience and build a whole new community. Every day you can acquire new followers, new customers, new whatever, versus other apps. When you're posting, you're just posting. When people are scrolling, they're scrolling through what their friends posted. Yeah. You know, on TikTok, I'm seeing strangers every day who become new friends.
I think that's beautiful too, because you're responsive to what people are asking for, and it gives them the ability to ask you the questions and knowing that you're paying attention, which is really, when we get back to the heart of social media 101, when you come with a heart of service, people can feel that, you know. I think that's so cool. That is amazing. I'm going to leave you a really good comment so that you respond with a video.
Yes, so I know you have, you're using your account.
Okay, so Drea, tell me about your program that you've created, and just give me kind of a little scoop on what that is.
Oh, yes, my Level Up with TikTok course. Now, I did this because literally all my messages from fans, from strangers, from friends, every time is always, how do I grow on TikTok? How do I use TikTok to blow up my business? How do I, anything TikTok related, I always get that question. And I think, even this is from you too, Jenna. It's like, what is that thing that everyone is always asking you about? That's not how your voice sounds like. But you always say that, like, whatever people are asking you about, that's what you need to build your business around. So I decided to do that. They always ask me about TikTok. I created a TikTok course, Level Up with TikTok, and I gave everything from A to Z, like the best ways to set up your account, how to utilize trends to drive your videos to get visibility, how to utilize sounds, how to come up with content ideas, and how to make money on TikTok. I covered everything from A to Z of everything I knew. I poured my whole heart into that project. And from what everyone who has taken that course so far has told me, it really helped me out to build up my TikTok. And I'm just like, job well done, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, that's definitely was a passion project of mine, and I feel like it was needed, because a lot of times when I see people do courses, it's always a random stranger who just went on the app and studied it. They just studied it, and then, okay, this is what needs to be done. But it's like, not only do I study TikTok, I use it. I've been using it since it became TikTok, and I know this app in and out. So I was given strategies based on my experience that I've seen that I use. And I dropped so many gems in there. And I know I dropped a lot of gems in this episode, but definitely the key ones are in the TikTok course. Yeah.
Okay, so where can everybody find you, follow you on TikTok, check out your program? Give us all the places.
All the places. If you want to check out the course, you go to levelup.dreaknowsbest.com. If you go to my website, dreaknowsbest.com, everything is all in there also. But my TikTok and Instagram is Drea Knows Best. On Instagram is Drea_knowsbest. And then all my socials are there from there. But again, if you want the easiest way to find everything, go to dreaknowsbest.com. My course is there. Links to my TikTok, Instagram, everything's all there. Yeah.
Drea, thank you for educating me today and encouraging me to get on the platform. At least I can commit to just stalking and watching all the videos, especially yours. So that's where I'll begin. But hopefully soon you'll start seeing some videos pop up for me.
I hope so too. There's so much potential. So many new customers to acquire, Jenna. So many more gold diggers to get in.
Thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very honored, and it's a pleasure.
Well, that was so much fun. And I've got to tell you, I'm really inspired to at least get on TikTok and check out the videos it recommends for me to watch. I mean, I'm kind of craving like pasta recipes, maybe some mom hacks. I love a good cleaning video. And of course, Drea's content is not only hilarious, it's so entertaining and just incredible. And I love learning about platforms that I am absolutely no expert on. I think that's the joy about this landscape that we find ourselves in. You don't have to be in all the places at once, but find a platform that you can commit to, show up consistently on, have fun with, and build a community on that you can serve. Andrea is a pro at that. So make sure you check her out. And I gotta tell you, her videos are so incredible. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Of course, until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer care team is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.